Hi everyone, this is Coach Stephanie Wood, and I'm here with my favorite colleague, Sharon Shrieky, and we're here at my podcast that we just renamed from Body Confidence to the Body Knowledge Entrepreneur. And before we get into our topic from my new book, The Body Knowledge Entrepreneur, Sharon, what are you up to? And how can people connect with you?
All right. Well, what I'm up to is, I love the synergy between you and I. I do the relationship aspect of the business entrepreneur, and you do the entrepreneur and all the business, how to manage. I love doing relationships because that's what this world's all about. And if anyone wants to reach me, they could find me at sharonshrieky@gmail.com. Sharon Shriqui at gmail.com. Love to hear from you. How about you, Steph? Tell us.
So you can find me at Body Awe, BODYAWE dot com. And what we're doing on my podcast is to give you interpretations of what you will read in my new book, The Body Knowledge Entrepreneur. Sharon's prepared. Just to give you a taste, so while you're reading it or after you read it and you listen to the podcast, everything gets really concise in your head and your body. So Sharon knows I totally enjoy coaching women entrepreneurs to better their business skills and also to enhance their confidence when they go out into the world. So with that said, one of the challenges at the Body Knowledge Entrepreneur is fear of failure. Now, Sharon, when you before we start coaching, what we can start coaching now is, do you have a situation or scenario where maybe this fear of not doing as well as you want to do creeps up in you?
I think what pops up, what's popping in my head right now is I remember when I first started, when I first went to coach the coaching school, and it was so new to me. I always loved to help other people, and I do that freely, but to learn the skills and all that, I had such fear of failure at that moment. I remember even in my voice, I was shaking. I would shake when I would speak to, the teachers, and it was so scary for me. So I would apply that to what was fear of failure for me. That was a while back, but yeah,
But
it
you
was strong.
remember it.
I
So,
remember it.
what I want to introduce you and our audience to is what I call the body knowledge dance. So, the first part of the dance is your intention. So, now going back to that first class that you took in Coaching University, can you think of an intention that's positive, like three or four or five words that you would tell yourself like before class?
You can do it. You can do it.
You can do it. Okay, the next part of the dance is, and Sharon is familiar with this, so she's going to do it totally beautifully, is she's going to stand up. You might have to, yeah, stand up. And I want you to say, but we want to see it. You might have to move back so we can see your pretty
Yes.
figure. No, you can
Oh.
leave that there. Yeah, you're good. You're good. You're good.
Okay,
Perfect.
good.
Sharon, just say without moving your intention.
My intention, I can do it. About moving. Oh, I can do it. I
Okay,
can
well
do
she's already into the dance. So now
it. Yes.
I'd like you to move with your body, your arms, your hips, your head, and say your intention as you move.
I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it.
Okay, you can have a seat, my favorite dancer.
There we go.
So the reason why, now before we go into my interpretation, Sharon, what just happened with you moving with your intention? What happened?
So it totally it changed the words into like a definite, you know? It was like if I just stayed straight and I said I can do it, it's like, okay, I can do it. It's just words. But when my body went into it, it became like it solidified what I was saying. It was like it was an intention. It was something that I was definitely gonna do. That's how it felt.
So, how would you practice your I Can Do It dance by Sharon Shrieky the next time you have that feeling of that angst and anxiousness before doing something? Would you do this dance? It would totally.
Absolutely. I realized that, yeah, when you put your body into it, it brings so much more. I think that's why we sometimes tend to talk with our hands because it brings more intention. It's not only the voice, it's not only the face that's doing it, it's the whole body that's saying yes. You know, this is what I'm gonna do. This is it. So I and you feel it inside when you bring your body into it.
And to add on to that, as you mesh your body with the words, sometimes you don't even have to remember the words. You could just like kind of
Right.
do your
Yeah.
movements and you're ready to go into an interview or speak to colleagues at a conference. So people see you behind the curtain. That's okay. That's your
That's
warm up.
okay.
And then
Right.
we're not even thinking, did we even talk about fear of failure anymore? It's
No,
gone.
it feels like confidence. It feels like, you know, after you do all this, it's like, yeah, that's it. You're doing it. There's no turning back from that once you put your body into it. You know, just words, you could turn back from words, but when your whole body is into it and you're doing it. That's
You're
it.
doing it.
You're doing it.
So,
You're gonna do it.
another part of the body knowledge entrepreneur is knowing your four styles, which are organized, spontaneous, analytical,
Yes.
and
And organized.
organized,
Organ
analytical, inspirational.
inspirational. It's the oasis, right? It's the oasis. We got to remember oasis. Ah.
O, organized. A, analytical. S,
Spontaneous.
I.
I in inspirational.
Okay, so now let's go back in time to that Coach U University where you were getting ready for a class, and you took the OASIS assessment. So what was your dominant style out of those four?
So my dominant style was inspirational and inspirational and spontaneous.
Okay, so as I coach you and you're visualizing attending your first class, how will you use being inspirational and spontaneous as you experience that class?
I think I would remember now that I know that these are my styles. I think I would have said, "Hey, yeah, I feel a little nervous in my body, but I work this way. I work this way. I am a spontaneous type of person, so I can handle like being in an uncomfortable situation because I could just be my spontaneous self, my inspirational self, and get through it because that's how I always got through stuff." In the past, I'm able to just be who I am in those situations. So if I remember my style, I don't have to be so nervous because I know that this is using those styles that I have, those gifts, I could just apply them to this situation.
Now, question, would you ever use the analytical style in this situation?
I think so. I think so. Like we said, we have all those styles in us. We have to just know how to gauge them and pull them out when we need them. So I think that in that situation, I could also do some analytics and say, hey, in the past, I've been presented with uncomfortable situations, and look at how I handled it. Look at what I did. Look at what, when I applied my body, I was able to feel more confident about it. So maybe I would say, oh, okay, great idea. I'll just, I'm going to apply my body to, I'm going to apply movement to what I want to do and see if that helps. So there is analytical things going
I
on.
know, but is that's not your dominant style.
No, but I guess with inspiration, if you use a little analytics, you can do it
Little.
a little bit of analytics, which is the little that I have. You can use that to help you navigate through whatever discomfort.
And how about any part of your style equation would you use organized in this
Yes, yeah,
situation?
so in this situation, I think that if I was able to summon some organized thought on, on what I'm gonna do first, second, third, where we are, what's happening, practicality in a situation where we feel uncomfortable, where we're in a, in a different, type of environment where we're not so used to that. I think also organized would be a good idea. And
So
so it doesn't have to be a lot.
if you gave me the order of each style, what would be number one?
So because my dominant style is inspirational and spontaneous, that would probably be my first thing. But analytical and organized also have to be into the equation a little bit, even a little bit, just to at least guide us to the right thing. If we're just like, inspirational, I'm just gonna go and
Well,
do, and like
you could be. There's nothing
you
wrong
could
with
be,
that.
and that's okay. But like if you temper that with a little bit of another style that you could pull out,
So
then you could
again, the
balance.
message is we have all four styles within us, organized, analytical, spontaneous, and inspirational, but Oasis, it ends in an S. It's the synchronicity, as Sharon so beautifully brought together, of these styles. So between the body knowledge, dance with your intention and moving with your intention, knowing your dominant style, when you have that feeling of fear of failure, these two practices will help you. So with that said, Sharon, before you go to bed tonight, what are you going to remember from our conversation?
I am going to remember that. I love that explanation that you gave about the Oasis and how we have all four styles in us, and that's very like calming to me because I'd like to feel like I have a little analytical and organized also in there, not just
It's all about you. It's okay.
Yeah, I like that we have and we have that mesh of different four different it's nice to know and we can apply it. It's empowering.
And how can people connect with you before we
Sure,
tune
you can
out?
reach me at sharontshrikey@gmail.com, SharonShrikui. And if you're coming from the podcast, please put podcast in the subject matter so I know where you're coming from. And Stephanie, tell us, what are you up to? I love the book, by the way.
So, The Body Knowledge Entrepreneur, How to Navigate Your Unique Style for Business Success. It's just a couple pages. There's practices in it. Use what you heard today as you read those chapters in the book. And you can find me at BodyAwe, BodyAwe.com. And Sharon, thank you for your inspirational, spontaneous way of being on our
I'm
podcast, and I'll see you again.
looking forward to it. Thank you.